takes a part of me. Like, I have to be invested. I can't just mindlessly do it. I have to be in the moment, and I have to care about their well-being, and I have to care about their goals. If you're going to be a good trainer, you have to care about what they want,
right?
Which is going back to what we said before. It's never about you, not even close.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment that you make it about you, that's when you're messing up as a trainer. And that just should be a golden rule.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you've had to give up a lot of yourself? Meaning, like you just said, it's like you could be sitting here, which you often do, by the way, on the couch and just relaxing. You know, you've had your morning clients and, you know, you relaxing and you're in that mode to just kind of sit back, nice, comfortable couch, watch a little TV. And then it's like, up here come my client. Now I gotta hit that switch.
Yeah. It's not like I'm giving up anything, because there's the equivalent exchange. Like, just as much as a person wants to see results, I think I care a little bit more than they do, which is, I'm trying to come to terms if that's really a good thing or a bad thing.
To me, it's a good thing. To me, it's a good thing because, like I said, these people, they pay a lot of money for something they don't even want to do for free.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a vested interest besides your pay, it becomes very difficult because, you know, I get paid the same whether I train you or not. Whether I give you a good workout or not, my pay is the same. You know what I mean? Once you commit, you know, it's like, trainers get paid so much per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Once you come in and you on an hour, I could sit down and say two more over there, five more over here, and it's the same. But it doesn't bring about the results. I think when you care, when you care more than they care, and you're like, okay, what more can I do? What more can I give? You know, and they, oh, you're killing me. Yeah, whatever, do five more.
Yeah.
I think when you have that mentality of that intensity, that, hey, look, I care more about you than you, it makes a difference, because I know a lot of trainers that they do what they got to do to get by. Not actually, I mean, you may train 7, 8, 9, 10 people a day, and you care about all of them regardless. You know what I mean? It could be one in a bad mood and work piss one off, the kids slap one of them, you know what I mean? And you got to take that, you know. Like, I've seen clients where they come through the door and they're not in the best of moods.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take that, bring joy to that mood, flip that mood, and still give you the best workout I can get you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a mental challenge beyond just pay. You know what I mean? And like I said, that's the difference of what I've always saw between good trainers and trainers. You know what I mean? You got trainers, you got good, and you got great. And we've always tried to be great. And I think that in that, I know with me personally, I've given up workout time. I've given up, you know, oh, you're going to be here at 12. Oh, you ain't coming at 2. Oh, you're going to be here at 4. You know?
That's what you mean. Okay, giving up. Okay. I try not. Well, you know this better than anyone. I naturally try not to focus on that, because I feel the reward of actually seeing someone's physique change, like Sharif, like that matters more. It's like, okay, that's worth you being, okay, an hour late, 30 minutes late. Okay, I'm changing your life.
Right.
That is more important.
Yeah.
So those moments make up for time where it's like, man, I could be training, or, okay, now she's going to lap in with another client, and that just makes up for everything.
Mm-hmm. It's a constant challenge every day, but I think that the mentality of, like you just said, You showed up, and I know Sharif time has been up and down. It was steadily.
No offense, Sharif, if you're watching, by the way.
It was steadily at 2, then it was 2:30, then it was 3, then it was today, then it's tomorrow. But yet at the same time, I believe as a good trainer, when you have a client that can afford your services, okay, they have a demanding job. And they sometimes never know what's going to come up at their job. So I've always felt to be a good trainer, you have to be able to, if at all possible, accommodate that. You know what I mean? And you know, and say, you know, they call, hey, well, I can't make it at 2, but I could be at 3. Oh, no, I got something to do at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you can't.
And you ain't got nothing to do. You know what I mean? You're just off work, you know? But to say, hey, look, you know what? I could take you at 3. Don't worry about it. Come on in. I think clients appreciate that. And I think that's the attitude of I want it worse than you want it. Yeah. Because I could have said, no, don't come.
Yeah.
And went home or went on and did whatever I had to do. You know what I mean? So that's something that I think separates who we are and what we do from other people. It's like, and I'm quite sure you can attest to this, that ratio becomes your life, man.
Yeah.
Everything in your life is centered around your appointments. You know, somebody be like, hey, can you come? Oh, wait, let me check my schedule real quick. Yeah. Let me see what I got going on, you know. And, you know, you look at the schedule and you get to know your clients so much that it's like, well, she probably going to be late.
Yeah, you know them.
You start setting your day by knowing your clients. Yeah. Yeah, this one, she's always on time. Always. So, yeah, I got to be here for that one. He's probably going to come early, you know, or he's probably going to come late. So, it's a thing that I think as a trainer, that's what I mean by creating that bond with the people, to get to know the people, to become more effective to the people. Because the things like she may come in a bad mood, he may come in a bad mood, she might be late, you start to understand all those things. You know, it's like sometimes when we'll be at night and Cameron will show me the schedule. He'd be like, she got 4 on her schedule, right? But she probably not going to come in. She going to be late. She's going to be at 6. She probably get 7:15. You know, it's like we all know
How the day is
going to go, or what we think is going to go. Like, they show up on time, you'd be like, God damn it, they on time. You know, mess my schedule up.
Even when you're like eating, and it's, oh, okay, you're early. And it's like, you have to put it up, and
right.
All right, let me mask up and let's get ready to get into it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's that's giving up so much of yourself. And I think that's one of the main reasons that we stand above a lot of other places, because we do that. You know, we don't be, oh, you're a half hour late, so you're only going to get a half hour training.
Stop. It ran out of space.
Did it? Okay. All right. That's it. I didn't even have it. It ran out of space. So turn up. You got enough footage. So I'll finish with the podcast because I didn't have this on. I just turned it on. So
what do you didn't have it on?
When I first looked at it, I didn't turn it on. It's always been on the last 9 minutes. So most of it will coincide with the video. So we'll just finish up with just the podcast. I don't know how I ran out of space. I'm going to erase some of that. So what was I about to ask you? So what? Where, not only in the realm, how old are you?
I'm 28.
28, okay. Not only in the realm of a trainer at 28, where do you see yourself at 35 as a person?
Oh, man. At the rate that I'm going, I see myself wiser than I am now, because I keep surrounding myself with people who are leagues ahead of me. Like, I can't, like, if this was a long distance race that wasn't in a circle, I can't even see you guys. That's how far away you are than me, mentally, financially, lifestyle, relationship. So if I keep that company, I can only be just like, just ahead of the game.
Right.
Ahead of all those that are even with me running this race.
Right.
So if I make you all my pace count, I just see myself wiser, a much better trainer. I consider this being for real full time.
Right.
I mean, like almost 25-8.
A fire jet.
So
yeah, full time.
So yeah, that's where I see myself.
You know, I think, and I think I've told you this, is that I've never met a person that I ever considered could be just as good as I was. Okay, and I tell you, we run across and we see a lot of trainers, but there's certain elements, like I was telling you earlier, it's like you can't change character flaws. And it's just like some people, they were put on this earth to do some certain thing. Like Michael Jordan was put on this earth to play basketball. You know what I mean? I feel, and this is just me talking, that you have all the makings of what could be one of the great ones when it comes to this field. And I've always told you, like, you can be as good or as bad as you choose to be. You know what I mean? So if the person that I see now remains that person, like I said, you can go as far as you want to go. If somewhere down the line, you know, some girl come and steal your heart and make you want to do something else with your life.
I'll try my best to never let that
don't
happen.
Do that, man. Or find one like Jay, like I did, that's interested in the same things you're interested in.
Or at least supportive.
Yeah, at least supportive. There you go. At least supportive.
I feel like from this point, I don't want to diminish or halt my progress because it'll be the same thing as giving up. Mm-hmm. And then I don't want to have to go to the grave wondering what would have happened if I just actually stuck to it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have that same regret, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people possess the potential, but somewhere down the line they lost the will, the drive, or whatever, and they might be kicking themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, no, I don't plan on stopping. I plan on seeing this through.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say about the right temperament, the right character, is that it's like, although I've not met, not and I've been doing this a while, not that I've not met someone that are good trainers. I've never met one that had the right mental approach to say, hey, look, you know, I think I'm halfway decent at this. Let me see just how far I can go. And I've never met a person that felt that way. They felt, like I said, the biggest problem with most trainers I've met, they're not humble. And they for some reason, if it's a female, they become competitive with GA. If it's a male, they become competitive with me. And we're both like, don't. It's never going to happen for you, buddy. You know what I mean? It's like, but they create this jealousy shield, and now you can't tell them anything.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And I've seen that a lot, man. You know, can't tell them nothing. And when you can't learn more, you're destined to leave this earth right in the position you are right now. So, you know, so we're going to just close out this interview with David. If there's anything you want to say, you know, we're Next Level Fitness Center, 18061 Dixie Highway. Come and pay them a visit. Tell them you heard it on the website or got it off YouTube, and check them out.
All right. That's it. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm humble man.
So until next time, we'll check y'all later.